Joining me today on the business side to talk about, surprise, surprise, the coronavirus pandemic and the effect it's having on Kentucky businesses is the editorial director for the Lane Report, Mark Green. Mark, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
So first, tell me a bit about how your folks there at the Lane Report are adjusting and continuing to provide coverage during this crisis.
Well, at the Lane Report, we have slowly but surely shifted to a working from home model, and that has been working pretty well. I waited until midweek last week to start doing that myself, and I found that I was working as harder at home than I was in the office. There's so much going on, and nowadays we can stay in touch continuously by email, by phone, by text, and now we're all doing Zoom meetings with each other.
So some businesses are still refusing to close their doors to slow the spread of the virus. What are cities doing to get some of these businesses on board?
They are stepping up to this in a pretty serious manner. In Kentucky's largest city, in Louisville, Mayor Fisher announced on Thursday that the city had issued orders to close down seven businesses that were just not complying with the strong safety recommendations from the governor and from local officials, too. They did not name the seven businesses that they've closed down, but the city is still strongly urging people to report those who are not compliant with orders to keep people from gathering too closely together so that they can spread this coronavirus.
So there at the Lane Report, you're currently publishing an ongoing series called Making It Work. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, this Making It Work just sprung up out of the ground. Our special publications editor, Lori Haley, decided to get in touch with some local businesses to see what they're doing. And she's been producing a story a day. The first one was we talked with Kimi, the provider of workman's compensation insurance to many Kentucky businesses, about remote work. And Kimi was one of the early adopters of remote working. And so they were ready to just jump right in and was early into that space.
Shifting gears to small businesses that are just trying to weather this storm here, the portal for small business loans to help cover payroll costs began accepting applications on Thursday night. Can you tell me more about that, and has there been any feedback from businesses trying to get some of that money?
We haven't heard a lot of feedback yet from businesses and banks about how that's going, but I do know that there's an extremely high interest in this. It is a loan that will cover 8 weeks of your payroll, and that is just an absolute lifesaver for many businesses nowadays. And it's for small business, which goes up as high as 500 employees, which I think that sounds pretty large to a lot of Kentuckians. But if you have fewer than 500 employees, you could apply for this money. You go to your local bank to do the application, and that portal opened up at midnight Friday morning, Thursday night. The question, and we don't have the answer yet, is how the processing of those applications is going with the Small Business Administration.
And do we know, I mean, that's a limited amount of money. Do we know how the Small Business Administration is going to ensure that those funds go to the businesses that really need it?
Well, we don't know that. You know, that's the big question. It's I've heard it described as a first come, first serve. It depends on who was smart, who had good relationships with their local banks to get this together and were savvy enough to get their applications in and get ready to load them in that portal when it opened.
So in the time we've got left, in the weeks ahead, what should we expect for Kentucky's economy?
What we are expecting is that we're going to come out of this different than we went into it. The Lane Report has some reporters right now talking to the education system, especially because everyone has had to go suddenly to distance learning. There has been a little bit of that in existence, but a lot of school systems have not had distance learning, especially K through 12 systems. Some colleges and universities have had quite a bit. Then another big impact we expect is greatly increased use of telemedicine utilities. For the past 5 years at least, longer for some entities, they have offered telemedicine where you can use an app on your phone, or you can sit down at your computer, or even in some cases just get on the telephone and interact with a doctor or nurse. There is increased technical ability to do this, like the newest Apple Watch can do an EKG and transmit it to a doctor. That should accelerate greatly coming out of this.
Well, that's all the time we have today on the business side. My guest has been editorial director for the Lane Report, Mark Green, and you can hear our conversation online at wuky.org. Mark, thanks for joining me.
Nice talking to you, Dan.